Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Chicago Bulls offseason has been a fairly quiet one, with the Josh Giddey contract still looming out there, and Nikola Vucevic has not been moved as of yet. On today's episode, we're going to talk about why the Bulls are unlikely to buy out Nikola Vucevic despite the rumors going around, and of course, we're going to have to talk a little bit about that missed Cam Whitmore trade. We'll talk about all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. So, Nikola Vucevic, I've seen a lot over the last 24 hours about Nikola Vucevic and potentially being bought out by the Chicago Bulls. And while I was the one that said a couple of days ago that I could completely see Nikola Vucevic getting signed to a contract extension if he's not moved by the trade deadline, I definitely don't see the Bulls buying out Nikola Vucevic. And I don't think they should buy out Nikola Vucevic. This Vooch conversation and topic has reached weird places, right? And I think because so many people talk about Vooch as if he is like a terrible or negative asset to the Bulls. Now, I want to be clear. We know that Vooch isn't the best defender, but if you really look at the Bulls starting lineup, nobody's a good defender in that starting lineup. Josh Giddey, bad defender. Kobe White, bad defender. Manas Bouzilis, not a good defender as of yet, right? Nikola Vucevic, bad defender. So, of course, our paint defense is going to be trash. Well, you know, when I talked about how bad the Bulls' paint defense has been over the last couple of years, that's not just because of Vooch, right? It's also because of the penetration that's allowed on the perimeter by a lot of the members of the team. Now, we play functional team defense at times to where we can be solid. And we saw last year, too, when the Bulls are able to be almost have a top 12 efficiency in defense, which they did flirt a little bit with after that run after February, they are a much better team, right? So there's no doubt that defense, and that's why the Bulls, you've seen a heavy focus on defense with what they've done this offseason. Noah Essengay, defense. The player that he's going to be right away, the defensive impact that he can make right away is way greater than what you're expecting from him offense. You're expecting his defense to kind of be there sooner than his offense, but you're hoping his offense is going to catch up. Isaac Okoro, you're getting a defensive player in there that we talked about is definitely a pest on that defensive side of the ball. You're getting that. Bringing Ayo Dosunmu back, right? As far as from injury, you know, we haven't signed him to a contract extension. You're hoping that that's going to be another influx of defense to this team, right? And then Modest Bouzelis with the bulk that he's added, you're hoping that he's going to be a better defender as well. But, like, the Bulls' problem overall is defense. So while people point to the Vooch's defense being bad, which it is, that's not the only. It's not like if you flip Vooch with just a better defensive center that it all of a sudden makes you a better team. Vooch also was the Bulls' most consistent player last year. If you look at it, before the Zach LaVine trade, he was our best player by far, most consistently before the Zach LaVine trade. After the Zach LaVine trade, when Kobe and Giddey went on their run, he wasn't the best player anymore, but he still was a very productive player. And we know AK, but this Bulls team isn't tanking. If this was a team that was ready to start losing games and aiming for that, then yeah, they may buy out Nikola Vucevic. But this is still a team that's going to be trying to win games. I think people miss that a little bit. And having an 18-11 threat in Nikola Vucevic, that's not something that AK or the Chicago Bulls or even Jerry Reinsdorf is going to sign off on just buying out. Let's keep in mind, Vooch is one of the most efficient offensive centers in the league last year. When you look at the fact that he only took 14 shots per game, got 18 points in that. 10 rebounds, 3.5 assists, right? That's something that not a lot of centers have in the modern NBA. And, oh, he doesn't really turn the ball over very much at all either, right? So it's there is slim. And I would never say no chance at all because, again, you just never know, right? If the Bulls have an opportunity or a deal on the table, maybe. But buying out Nikola Vucevic just would not be smart management. And as many Bulls fans as they say, it's like, just buy him out. It's really confusing for me I think it's become, and we've talked about this before over the years, it's almost become personal when it comes down to Nikola Vucevic now. Like, so many people look at Vooch at what he's not, but forget that's never what he was brought in here to do. What Vooch was brought in here to do, he's actually doing a pretty damn good job at that. And, you know, like I said, the Bulls, in objectivity, the start of the season, Vooch averaging 21-11 throughout the month of November, 20-10 throughout the month of December, 18-11 throughout the month of January. Nikola Vucevic was the Bulls' best and most consistent player at a time where Kobe started off slow, was a little inconsistent, right, with his role change. Josh Giddey was not the Josh Giddey that finished the season. Zach LaVine was kind of in and out. He had some good performances too. Nikola Vucevic was the Bulls' best player. They're not going to buy that out. This team, this front office is too content on still trying to win games even throughout when they go through changes of this team. They're not going to buy out Nikola Vucevic without having a starter caliber center there. And I get it. Zach Collins looked really good when he started in place of Vooch after February when Vooch was out for those 19 days, I think it was. Not 19 games, 19 days. He looked really good for Nikola Vucevic, but it was an 8-game stretch. It's not something that I think AK is going to buy on is just that being your starting center while you're still trying to win basketball games. So I think that's the part that comes into it. You know, I like to be a realist with this Nikola Vucevic thing. And I think also on top of that, like, let's not overlook this fact, is that there's going to be a team that becomes desperate for a center. That team could be the Lakers. I know they just signed DeAndre Ayton, but let's not forget the fact that, A, DeAndre Ayton has some personal concerns. B, he's not the most healthy center either. And that's something that the Bulls should absolutely be waiting on, is that by the trade deadline, surveying where teams are at. And listen, if a starting caliber center gets hurt, you just never know. The Pacers, they could be looking for a starting caliber center. You just never know, right, what's going to happen by the trade deadline. So you should not give up on a productive play like Nikola Vucevic for that case. Now, if Vooch wasn't productive, okay, right? If Vooch was clearly on a slide to where he just wasn't giving you much, okay. The only player that they should be looking to buy out if they want to open up a roster spot is Javon Carter. Much less of a buyout, much less of an impact on your financial books, and a player that's clearly not in your rotation when you look at the number of guards that we have. If you're looking to buy somebody out to open up a roster spot because you want to go after a player, albeit either on the free agency or you need to open a roster spot in a trade, Javon Carter's the one to buy out. It's not Nikola Vucevic. So all that talk and things on Nikola Vucevic being bought out by the Chicago Bulls, you know, sometimes I got to play, you know, we got to even things out here. I'd be willing to put big money on the fact that Nikola Vucevic is not going to be bought out by the Chicago Bulls. So there you go on that one. But we also got to talk before we get into the mailbag. Cam Whitmore, a player that the Bulls had been reported in trade talks, at least made calls on, ends up getting traded to the Washington Wizards for 2 second-round picks. Now, most Bulls fans that are level-headed will know that, well, A, the Bulls couldn't make that trade because they don't have an open roster spot, so it would have had to come with a buyout. So there you go there on one. Secondly, the forward spot is one of the Bulls' most kind of deep rotations. Now, like, people were used to always say, well, the Bulls are just guards, guards, guards. If you actually look at this rotation, we got 3 centers on the roster, a multitude of forwards that can both play the 3 or the 4 on this, a multitude of players that can play the 2 or the 3, and we got 2 straight-up point guards in Josh Giddey and Trey Jones who are just more traditional point guards, or just that's their basically just their role. So the Bulls are pretty solidly at each position. Now, Cam Whitmore is a player with absolute upside, and I would not have been mad at the Bulls trading 2 second-round picks to get him. As a matter of fact, one of the Bulls' second-round picks was traded to get Cam Whitmore. And I would have not been mad had the Bulls, like, bought out Javon Carter to trade for Cam Whitmore in that trade. Would have not been mad at it at all. But I think that the thing that adds another layer into this is that it came out a little bit after the trade that the Rockets worked with Cam Whitmore to choose a destination. And Cam Whitmore, a player that has already suffered and being not in the rotation, went to a team in the Wizards where he's clearly going to be in the rotation, probably even start, with a team that's building a young nucleus of players that is going to give him an opportunity to show over these next 2 years of his rookie deal what he can really be and earn money on that next contract. And while the Bulls are a better team than the Wizards, make no mistake about that, I think it will be interesting to see which team's the better team in the next 5 years, as the Wizards have a nice young nucleus of players they're going to have to develop and see what they can turn into. But going to the Wizards for Cam Whitmore made a lot of sense for me, because he's able to start right away, or at least play heavy minutes right away and play more of what his game is. A player that's had some injury concerns, that there's been some personality things that have been, you know, floated out there about him as well. Getting to an opportunity with going to Washington, I can understand why him and his camp, especially because they had a say in that decision, may have chosen the Wizards over any and all situations, because he's going to have that opportunity to really shine and do his thing there. So I know there are a lot of Bulls fans that were upset. I dropped a video over on NBA Central, and the first like 2 hours of that video was mainly Bulls fans leaving comments, even though it was a general NBA channel. I appreciate you guys and your support over there. But it just comes down to that. I think that's just the thing. And that's just in fairness and in being level-headed and in evaluation mode on that. That's why that played out the way that it did. It sucks, right? Because I think where the Bulls are taking a shot on a player like Cam Whitmore is exactly the type of shot that I would love that team and chance I would love this team to be taking. But I think once we acquired Isaac Okoro, that's what kind of shored that up. Now, had the Bulls instead traded for Cam Whitmore, Lonzo to the Rockets for Cam Whitmore, I wouldn't have been mad at that either. But I'm not mad at the Isaac Okoro acquisition either. But let me know what you guys think on that, as always, down below. All right. It is mailbag day. It is Sunday, which my whole week has been thrown off. I've been going through stuff. At the end of the show, I'm going to tell you guys what I've been going through personally, if you care, but I don't want it to get bogged down in the show, so I'm going to leave it at the end. But with that said, let's get into these voicemails, man. This first one, this one's from Michael Korn.
Hey, it's Michael Korn here. Quickly, if I was an agent of one of the six restricted or so free agents, I would be getting my guy signed up ASAP, because no one's going to get what they want in this market. And if you're the last one to sign, you're going to get even less than what you wanted. So, yeah, they should just sign. Anyway, secondly, thinking about Noah Essanay, and the kid's got some talent. You could see, like, he's athletic as hell. And I'm thinking, again, I don't want to build Sam Castles up in the air as a Bulls fan, but if this kid should be like watching Connie Hawkins, Dr. J, who I'm thinking he's taking a lot of time just watching some of the greats, learn some moves, man. The kid's young, so that would be great. So as Bulls fans, we got a lot of things to look forward to. And also wanted to say, you know, happy 4th of July weekend to you, to all your listeners. And IO, man, keep IO. I hope the front office aren't being jackasses and like really evaluate IO. You need IO on a team like the Bulls that they are now currently. And when they start really improving and they're playing exciting ball, he's someone you got to have on the team. He's a glue piece. So hopefully they keep them. Anyway, man, talk to you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, so most restricted free agents have remained in unsigned by now, right? But I do agree with you is that this is the time period where if I'm an agent, let's get these restricted free agent deals done. Because, you know, Cam Thomas, once he signs his, that could change some things on the market for both good and bad for the Bulls. But, like, a lot of the money's dried up. And so now we're going to see that pivot towards restricted free agents, and that's where to start setting kind of, I won't say the market for restricted free agents, but that's when players can start looking at what other players are getting. And for example, while right now reportedly Josh Giddey wants Jalen Suggs type money, if Cam Thomas ends up, who is a one-dimensional player completely on the offensive side of the ball, ends up signing for like $35 million a year, his agent's absolutely going to look at that and be like, see? So I do hope that this starts getting together sooner rather than later, just for the interest of it, and we shall see there. Noah Essanay, listen, I do think he's definitely something to look forward to. Bulls fans are so busy, you know, sometimes looking at what we don't have, and I get it because of the state that this franchise has been in for so long, that I think we forget that this, that we do have some promising pieces. Noah Essengay is a promising piece. Modest Bouzelis is a promising piece. Josh Giddey, as much as some people hate to admit it for whatever reason, is a promising piece on this team. Kobe White coming into hit finally a year back-to-back that his role isn't going to change is promising to look at this season. We'll see where it all shakes out and wins and losses in those columns and things like that. But like, those are things and reasons to be excited about this season. And we'll see what happens with it. Like the front office is, I think, is very committed to seeing that group that finished the season strong last year get an opportunity, the regular season strong, before somebody leaves the comment. What about the play-in, Ace? That finishes the regular season strong last year. You've now added more defense. Io's coming back from injury. Isaac Okoro is going to be more defense for you. You added a young player, Noah Essengay, who I think isn't going to play a lot to start the season, but his defense could prove to be needed by the Bulls by the end of the season. There's a lot to kind of be excited about with this Bulls team in frame of where we have been. Now, for people who have the mindset, it's all championship or bust, no, they're not going to be excited, but those people are never going to really be satiated. So it is what it is there. As far as Io, you already know the camp I'm in, bro. I'm all for keeping Io DeSumo. I think he's the exact type of player that you keep on your team because he can fit just about any type of lineup, any type of style to play, any of that. He's a player that I would absolutely keep on this roster, and that's just my opinion on it. All right, let's get into the next one, man. This one's from the 269.
Hey, what's up, Hayes? This Cap. Hey, I think the Bulls are severely overplaying their hand when it comes to the Josh Giddey thing. Either way, they got to pay the man his money. $30 million is nothing. It's going to be nothing going forward. So why are you trying to hardball the man? Like, you can't let him take the qualifying offer. If he takes the qualifying offer, either he's going to overplay the $30 million, you're going to have to pay him more because he's unrestricted next year, or you're going to make him mad and he's going to leave for another team. So either way, that's a bad situation for the Bulls. So they might as well bite the bullet, go ahead, pay the man his money, and be done with it. All right. Good talking to you.
Bulls overplaying their hand? I don't think so, because we haven't really seen any restricted free agents signed. And so I know that for, you know, especially a fan base of this team that has been looked at as cheap and things like that, it does drum up some of those issues. But I think that we're seeing most teams in the NBA have waited to re-sign their free agents and kind of let the market go where it's going to go. And I think that that's just, the Bulls aren't doing anything that's uncommon there. Now, in these negotiations, I don't get the feeling that they're trying to severely undercut Josh Giddey. Yeah, the $30 million isn't huge in the modern NBA, but when you look at the Bulls and how much that they have as far as players that are coming off the board here over the next years, and they got to make decisions on money, maybe that's played a little part into it. But I think this deal will get done. I think once the deal does get done, we'll hear that maybe it was years, maybe it was guaranteed money, maybe it was something like that, right? That's what I think we'll end up hearing on. I'm not overly worried about it as it stands right now. The only way that I think that Giddey takes the qualifying offer is if things do get toxic. And if they get toxic, then at that point, it's too far gone anyway. So, but we shall see. You know, I will cover it every day. Once the Josh Giddey signing is announced or not, whatever, we'll be here to cover it. And that's all we can do. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Brian Washington.
Hey, what's up, hey? It's Brian Washington, man. I just want to say this real quick about Vooch and the Bulls keeping him. I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Don't trade him for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Get something back for him, but you can't keep him. Because Vooch ain't that damn bad. He really wasn't the problem that we had. They just really never went and got him no help. We know what Vooch lacked, you know what I'm saying? But we never went and got him no backup, no that blocked shots and you know what I'm saying, played good defense. He never really had that backup. He still can get you double double, so I'm not mad at that. You need a veteran on the team anyway. He can guide these other big guys, but you know what I'm saying? They never really got him no help. So I still think they need to go get a shot blocker. He ain't got to be no superstar. Just an ugly motherfucker that love to block shots. That's all Vooch need. That's all the Bulls need. They don't need no scoring center. They don't need all that. They need somebody to come in and do some dirty work sometime. Some toughness. That's what we lacking. We got all this. We got all the scoring. We cool with that. They just need some. They need some help. Vooch needs some help. Get him a big man to back up. Come off the bench. Then when you get in foul trouble, at least the motherfucker can play defense. That's all I ask for. Somebody come in behind him, play defense. Defense, offense. You got that. But you got to get it. But all right. What you think about that?
I don't disagree with you on almost anything that you said there. Vooch is not the problem. He's part of the problem with the Bulls defense overall. But like I said in the opening segment, there's a lot of problems with the Bulls defense. Wes Unseld, and we should just commend Wes Unseld for what he was able to do defensively with this team at all, considering how we lost some of our best defenders and we didn't really have really good on-ball defenders. And the fact that the Bulls defense wasn't terrible except for in the paint, right? So when you're that bad out on the perimeter, you gotta choose your poison. And the Bulls chose to give up points in the paint because they're less. And we didn't give up as much at the three-point line as we gave up in prior years, right? So, you know, Vooch isn't the problem. And I do agree. The Bulls do lack toughness. And I do think that the Bulls had hoped that P. Will was going to turn into that defensive anchor next to Nikola Vucevic at the five, P. Will at the four. That didn't work out. And it is what it is. They never really went out and got that guy either. But, you know, it is what it is when it comes down to that. But Vooch isn't the end-all, be-all problem with this Chicago Bulls team. And I don't think that they move him, buy him out. Well, they may move him in the right deal, but I don't think they buy him out unless something better comes on the table there. But great voicemail. The Bulls definitely lack toughness. But it seems like we may have slowly but surely started adding that, right? So we shall see if that identity can change, Brian. Let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Vikram.
I didn't actually get to say what I want to about what I hope for with the players in summer league. So let me just rephrase. So I saw that Adama Sanogo obviously isn't on it, and my assumption is that because of like he got waived, I think earlier due to injury. I think that's why he's not returning. I don't know. Could you clarify that? Why he's not on it? Modest, I really hope that he just looks too good for the summer league. Like what you were kind of saying, I remember last year you were kind of saying that Julian Phillips, he kind of looked like he was too good. He was too used to like dominating. He was used to dominating that because he was used to like NBA play. And then like that also happened with Pajemski last year when they played the Bulls, stuff like that. I hope Modest can really show that he's too good for the summer league. He's good to be a starter in the NBA. And with the Senge, I hope we just see instincts, like defensive intangibles that we don't really see in a lot of players. I hope that's what we can see out of a Senge this summer league. I obviously, if there's like good efficiency in the summer league, that would be really cool. But obviously, I'm expecting something like low percentages. I don't even care really if he gets a lot of shots up. It would be a plus if I could see like some on-ball creation and shot creation. But if we don't see that, it's not a big deal because he's not really going to be. He's obviously not like not super gifted in what we've seen already. Like he has to learn that, and obviously that takes time. But it would be cool if we could see some flashes here or there, what he could be. So those are the things I'm expecting from them too. I saw that Javon Liberty Freeman is on the team. So he's pretty good. I think he's still on the two-way. I don't know. I really don't keep up with like who's on two-ways and like who's on the G League rosters and stuff. But is there anyone that you're intrigued by on this roster that could make a name for themselves, like how last year, I forget who it was. Was his name DJ Stewart? I think he signed like a two-way contract after. I don't really remember. But yeah, something like that. Who do you hope to see like make the name for himself in the summer league? Because I know most of these players are also old. So yeah, let me know.
I haven't heard much about Adama Sanogo since he went down with injury, which could mean that he is still injured. Keep in mind, it was a lower body injury for big men. Once that kind of happens, it could be a little bit long road to recovery there. So we haven't heard much about Adama. I do remember, though, that when they cut him, the plan was to keep him in this system. So, if he is healthy, I would expect him to sign a G League deal, probably more than likely, unless another team swoops in there and offers him something more, then you never know there. But we shall see. As far as Modest, yeah, Modest definitely should show that he's better than the summer league competition. I don't think Modest is going to play more than one or two games in the summer league. He may just play one if he shows out there. But then again, they could be looking to build that chemistry with Noah and Modest Bouzelis and kind of see what that looks like a little bit. It reminds me of like, not at the same caliber, but when Derrick Rose was a rookie and Joakim Noah came down to play in summer league when like he shouldn't have been playing there, but he wanted to build that chemistry with Derrick Rose. I think Taj, was it Taj too? Maybe it was Tyrus. There was somebody else as well who went down to that summer league with Joe that played with Derek to build that chemistry. I think that's probably what you're going to see there. And as far as Noah, I just want to see his game, like what his game is. And I think he's going to have more opportunity to shoot in the summer league than what he is going to have in his rookie season. And that's really what I'm interested to see what happens there. As far as Javon Freeman, Liberty is just on a G League deal, so that's good. The player that I'm most excited to see is Wugo Poplar. That's the guy that I'm excited to see. I talked a little bit about him on yesterday's mailbag episode. I am extremely excited to see what this guy's game looks like. That's the guy that I have circled on. Not to say not Modest or not Noah, but as far as the guys that we know are not going to be on the main roster, Wugo Poplar is the guy that I'm really excited to see and see how he plays down there in summer league. So there you go. All right, let's get into this last voicemail, man. This one's from Shay.
What's up, Hayes? This is Shay. Look, I know we've been talking. I know that there's a lot of rumors going around about Nikola Vucevic being bought out. And I'm here to tell you my opinions on it. It is the most completely dumbest thing yet. The fact that you are looking to buy someone out or waive this guy when you could really get something off of this guy. But yeah, you're setting your sense too high to the point where you have literally alienated the whole league from even wanting to do a trade. And you're really trying to give a team a free 18 and 10 on their team. Now, look, I understand. I get it. You coach is untelling to his career, but the fact that you're not even trying to get even a second-round pick and some cash consideration for him is completely dumb, in my opinion. But, hey, that goes to show you waited too long on this one. Anyway, tell me what you think. Peace.
Yeah, I think that they are trying to get something from him. That's why he's not moved yet. And I don't think that they buy him out. And, I get the talk around that, especially when you're seeing buyouts around the league. That's naturally going to lead to that. But I don't see the Bulls buying out Nikola Vucevic. I just don't see it happening. Now, watch. By the time I upload this video, we'll get a Nikola Vucevic was bought out announcement. And then I'll just say, hey, I was wrong. But I just don't see it happening for the reasons that I laid out. When it comes to Bulls fans, they kind of zero in on a guy. I've said that basically every year since I started the show. There's always a guy that Bulls fans zero in on is labeling as the only problem when it's not really just that guy. But, you know, I'm sure the Bulls aren't the only fan base that does that. So it is what it is there. But overall, I don't think Vooch gets bought out. I don't think it would be smart use of anything to buy out Nikola Vucevic. I think if anything, we see their asking price drop a little bit before we see a complete buyout. But, it came out that the Bulls were seeking a first-round pick for him. That's why it was kind of hard to move him. So we'll see what happens after that. But that's my time for today, guys. I did say I was going to tell you guys what was going on before we ended the show. So on 4th of July, unfortunately, I lost my grandmother on 4th of July. That kind of, of course, put a damper on the holiday. And I've kind of been, to be frank, fucked up about it since. That's my grandma. It is what it is, we're going to make it through as a family. I appreciate for those that do know the well wishes and all that. I appreciate those that did know about it, the way that they've helped keep me lifted. And this is why I always say Chicago Bulls Central is a family. What we're building here at the Chi-Town Sports Central Network has been a family, and I appreciate you guys every single day. There will be a time where I probably go away for a couple of days. Don't be surprised if you don't see my face for a little while. I'm sure I'll get Steve-O to step in for me while I'm going to go on that, so you guys still get your content. But if you do see me, which I have not missed a day in 1,492 days, I've not missed a day of content yet. That day is definitely coming now with this. So once that does happen, don't be surprised. And that's what's going on. But I thank you guys as always, man. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.